qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
I wish you could see Niall Quinn's face, just the smile. He started laughing as soon as you heard that music. Now, I can't believe 35 years since Jackie's Army in Italia 90.
Yeah, it's incredible that it's that long ago. But yet people come up to me all the time still in airports and what have you and say thanks for the memories. And even just playing that tune there now, I can remember us all going down to the Windmill Lane Studios. Yeah. And Larry Mullen was there from U2 and gave us the order to go to the pub. You'll sing better if you have a few pints. And we went and had two or three pints in the Windjammer and came back in and recorded the song. So just some amazing memories from that time.
Yeah. And you're putting the band back together.
Well, you know, Cork City are in the first instance because we haven't been asked as a group to do anything ever here in Ireland. And this is the first time Dermot Usher, the owner of Cork City, has brought us together to raise funds for the academy. So I think it works lovely when we all spoke together. We have a little WhatsApp group. Some of us we haven't met for a long time, but we managed to get all the numbers and get the WhatsApp group. And I think it was it was a wonderful testimony to the squad and to the time and to its legacy that to come together to help Cork City and their academy, that there was no fees wanted for this. Everybody was delighted just to come back, come together and have a good time for a couple of days. We're doing Dublin on the Friday night, the 14th, and then Cork. 14th of March, yeah, coming up. And then Sunday night, we're doing the Cork Opera House. Tickets are going great, thank God. And it feels really good to be coming back together. But I think also the legacy that we can help Cork's Academy in this instance, and if there's anybody else now that we're, it's like the band getting back on the road again, if there's anybody else, any other club out there who thinks we can help, I think there's a bit of a commitment now as a group that we will do that and that finally we'll have some sort of legacy to leave behind us in our old age.
That's remarkable. Actually, it brings me to a question I was going to ask you in a moment, but I'll ask you now. Anne-Marie Domlin, our broadcast coordinator, I asked her, what would she ask you? She was born in 92, so you know, she's you know, she doesn't remember.
Who are you, she might ask.
Doesn't remember Italia 90, but she's a big football fan, and she said, "Will her generation ever see the likes of Italia 90 again? Because they feel so jealous of their parents for having had that experience."
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, there's something about our identity in football that, as a team, We've let slip, I think, on the basis that we've got to try and join in with the modern game and the tactics of it all. Like, modern football is cat and mouse. And there's something unappealing about it in my eyes, in that, you know, when the goalkeeper has the most touches of any player on the team, that's not the game I was used to and not the game we played. And I think one thing Jack Charlton did, he brought a huge identity to the side, to the squad, that the fans bought into, but that other nations didn't like playing against. And until we get like that again, I'm going to say no, I can't see it happening the way it did. But who knows? You know, a little bit of magic, one or two good players come along and burst through that sort of maybe barrier into top player, you know, but we had so many of them. You know, I have to say, you know, as a young lad trying to get into that squad, you had the Liam Bradys, the Frank Stapletons, all these great players, Dave O'Leary, and others wanting to be like them, you know, Ronnie Whelan, people like that, and Ray Houghton, you know, jumping together and building together. You know, there was a great sense of this journey could go anywhere. And Jack brought that, and I think the people bought into it. We were coming out of the doldrum of the 80s, which was a bad time to be in Ireland. I can remember.
I mean, everyone was broke, but somehow that summer the sun shone, and anyone who could get their hands on a ticket found their way to Italy.
They did, and I think the credit unions were really busy that summer. And of course, I think it gave everybody the habit that you could borrow a lot of money and have a good time. And I think, you know, some people even attribute the Celtic Tiger to us. We get the blame for that, you know. Yeah. But that was the kind of mood that was in the nation at the time.
So you're coming together, and this is for Cork City Football Club and their academy. Of course, you'd be missing Jack Charlton. You'd be missing Alan McLaughlin.
Yeah, absolutely. And Maurice Setters, who was his assistant too. Alan being the only player, one of the youngest and the only player not there. Alan was taken away all too young. But the others have come together. You know, there's 21 of us now in a WhatsApp group, and we're determined to do something meaningful as a group before we just get old and fade away. And this is the start of it. I have to say just a little bit about Cork City's academy or any academy here at the big clubs in Ireland in elite football. The grants in play from the FAI, who are hopelessly underfunded, as you know, by government, are 30,000 a year, and it costs Cork City 400,000 to run a good, successful academy with girls and boys teams. So there's a gap to be filled. Right. And we're hoping that we can fill that in some way in this instance for Cork City. And if any other clubs want us to do anything at all that they think will work, then that's what this group will do. I think it's a shame that we haven't done it up to now, but now we're good to go.
Well, thank you for doing it. And looking forward very much, I think, everybody to who'll be going to the 14th and the 16th. So it's Dublin RDS Concert Hall on Friday the 14th, Cork Opera House Sunday the 16th. If people want tickets, where do they go?
Yeah, they go to rebelarmyevents.com, or if you can't remember that, just put in Italia 90 Dublin or Italia 90 Cork and you'll get to the ticket office. They're running out. Tickets are, the scales have been great, so we're really looking forward to it.
And 35 years later, can we just say thank you? You made us happy.
Thanks. No, you're not the only one who says that, but we feel a bit embarrassed at times, but thank you.